welcome to a special follow-up episode that builds on Dr. David Hegarty's wise advice regarding managing your child's behaviour using positive parenting strategies. I'm Belinda Baxter, Deputy Head, Students and Community at our prep school. Being a parent is one of the most challenging and rewarding of roles, and it is also one of life's greatest rewards. It can certainly be a challenge to get the various seasons right in our parenting. And like anything else in life, we will face hurdles. We will make mistakes. We will grow through experiences. As a parent, I am an advocate for leaning into the life journeys of those around us whom we respect and love. We hope that you can lean into us as a community and learn from and with us in this most important area of raising a child who likes himself, who embraces opportunities with relish, and who has the confidence to bounce forward with resilience after setbacks. Much of this rests in attachment and behaviour management. David will add further advice in this episode, including the evidence-based strategy of timeout. Your feedback and comment for our future series is highly regarded. Finally, God bless you in your parenting, and God bless your beautiful children.
Hi, and welcome back to another of our Parenting Conversations videos. In a previous video, I talked about positive parenting. This was about responding to our child's positive behaviour by immediately providing unpredictable rewards such as descriptive praise, physical affection, and time in, where you spend lots of attention-rich time with your child. We talked about how it is important to provide these unpredictable rewards by using lots of emotion, eye contact, touch, and by saying their name a lot. In today's video, which again takes the content from the free online parenting program ParentWorks, I want to cover how we should respond to our child's misbehaviour and how we use the timeout strategy. Remember, this can't be done without successfully first focusing upon your child's positive behaviour, as the previous video addressed. Research shows that if we use the rewarding of positive behaviour in coordination with the strategies I'll cover today, we can reduce the frequency of a child's misbehaviour, such as ignoring you, refusing to follow instructions, throwing tantrums, verbal or physical aggression, or arguments that draw in the whole family. So firstly, we need to think about why children misbehave. For most children, it's just a normal part of their development. For some children though, it can escalate into a pattern of difficulty. There are a range of factors that affect child behaviour, including our child's genes and biology, which leads them to have a temperament and personality that can make some children easy to parent and others hard to parent. This explains why two children who get the same type of parenting can behave very differently, and why I could be using the same strategies as everyone else, but my child still misbehaves. Another factor that can affect your child's behaviour is discipline and encouragement. When a child shows difficult behaviour, parents can manage it in different ways, but we can become stuck repeating the same parenting behaviours day after day, even when they're not working. Other factors that place stress on the family, like marital problems, work stress, financial problems, or a lack of social support, can impact child behaviour too. It's difficult to be the best parents we can be when we're stressed or can't take care of ourselves. So biology, our own behaviour, and our own specific context can influence our child's misbehaviour. But there are proven strategies to address it. We can't change our child's genes or biology, but we can change what we do as parents. The strategies we're going to look at are specifically designed to break negative patterns of child misbehaviour. But we firstly need to recognise that when we're dealing with our child's misbehaviour, it can stir up intense feelings in us as parents. When you're in the moment of dealing with a child who seems to be out of control, it can be totally normal to feel out of control yourself. But the more that you can catch yourself when you feel your blood beginning to boil, the closer you'll be to turning this misbehaviour around. The idea is that when you're in discipline mode, you stay calm and speak quietly. This can sometimes feel like the very opposite of what our impulses are telling us to do. Remember, the more that we react with a loud voice and lots of emotion, the more discipline becomes the way that our child expects to receive emotion, excitement, and closeness from us. So if we can stay calm, speak quietly, then our discipline for dealing with our child's misbehaviour should follow four steps. Step one, get your child's attention. This is important. No matter what's going on, we need to put down what we're doing and go to where our child is misbehaving. There's no point shouting from another room. Even though it's frustrating to stop what you're doing, it will save you energy in the long run. Once we're in the same space as our child, calmly get down to your child's eye level and get their attention. A lot of parents see a change in behaviour based just upon this step alone. It can make such a huge difference. Remember, in this situation, we're wanting to use the opposite to our rewarding of positive behaviour. We're wanting to be quiet, boring, and use a serious voice. Importantly, if your child starts trying to look away or sticks their fingers in their ears at this point, don't get caught up in a game of trying to get them to look at you. We know they can hear you. Step two, give stop-start instructions. This is a two-part step, and it's something you'll do every time after you've got your child's attention. First, you'll tell your child what misbehaviour they need to stop. Next, you'll tell your child what they should be doing instead. You obviously need to have a clear understanding of what you believe your child is doing wrong, and then provide clear instructions for what they should be doing instead. This could be something along the lines of, you need to stop shouting at me, you can ask me in a nice, calm voice. Remember that this is dealt with clearly, calmly, and with a boring but serious tone. At this point, we then need to determine if your child has followed your stop-start instructions. If your child has done what you've asked, then we need to reward just as positively as we would at any other time by using our unpredictable rewards. But if your child doesn't listen to you, then you need to move on to step three. Step three, repeat the stop-start instruction. Again, say what not to do and what to do instead in the same quiet, calm voice. If your child cooperates here, remember to respond with a positive reward. This could simply be descriptive praise. But if the misbehaviour continues, then we use a clear, effective discipline strategy. Step four, time out. Now, many parents have tried time out and think that it doesn't work for their child. But keep in mind that this is a research-backed strategy, and if done correctly, time out is an effective discipline strategy for reducing misbehaviour for any child. Time out is recommended for children aged between 2 to 9 years old. For older children, 10 and above, there should just be logical consequences. For example, fixing something if something was broken or the withdrawal of privileges. But for younger children, time out is all about having a calm, predictable consequence for misbehaviour. It is not designed to be a punishment and make children upset, but it works because it removes parent attention and emotion at the times when misbehaviour occurs. A key question regarding timeout is always around how long it should be. My answer to that is that your child should leave timeout when they're quiet and they've calmed down. This should be 3 minutes of quiet before your child leaves timeout. There are some key ideas regarding timeout that make it a successful strategy. First, giving the child this time alone can give them time to regulate or control their own emotions. Time out is not about ignoring a child's emotions or teaching them that feelings such as anger are bad. Time out gives the child time to calm themselves and develop self-control. Second, having a break like this can help families avoid getting stuck in a cycle of growing battles. It gives parents and children a break from each other. Time out is a way to discipline without parents getting angrier or feeling like they need to use physical punishment. Lastly, time out teaches children that they cannot get away with pushing their parents further and further. This is an extremely important lesson for children to learn, as if time out is not used, it can be very hard for parents to not give in to their child or to lose their temper. The benefits of time out are many. It firstly takes the emotion out of discipline. It promotes calm and secure discipline that's not based on anger and rejection. It sends the message to your child that your feelings have nothing to do with their misbehaviour. It sends the message that you love them no matter what, but that you want to spend time with them when they're being cooperative, helpful, and just being themselves. When you're getting ready to use time out for the first time, the first big decision is to work out what space in the house should be used for the timeout area. The best places are boring and safe, or safety-proof places, like a spare room, a bathroom, or a laundry. Their bedroom is usually not a suitable location. There's no point putting a child in timeout if they can play with toys, computer games, or pets. Otherwise, you could simply be rewarding their misbehaviour. Before implementing timeout for the first time, you need to conduct a playful rehearsal of the timeout procedure to show your child what will happen and explain to them what type of behaviours will lead to timeout. This might involve you, a toy, or another family member being the misbehaving child and going through the expectations that are necessary at each step of the timeout process, including what will get the child out of timeout sooner, which is being quiet and calm. You could even provide some strategies for self-soothing here, such as deep breathing. You may also need to provide instructions for the type of behaviour that might result in immediate timeout, such as physical aggression, rather than you going through the first three steps of the process of getting attention and providing two stop-start instructions. Finally, if you are implementing timeout for the first time, make sure you have lots of time. A child is more likely to follow the instructions of timeout if they've gone through the playful rehearsal. But your child may still try to push boundaries and not listen. You need to be prepared to ensure your child stays in timeout, perhaps even having to walk them back to timeout multiple times. When your child realises you won't give in, this will improve with time. Consistency and follow-through are critical to this strategy working. As soon as your child's time in timeout is over, don't try to discuss the misbehaviour or demand an apology. Simply do a neutral activity like getting a glass of water together and look for an opportunity to reward positive behaviour as soon as possible. If your child refuses to come out of timeout after timeout's over, just let them know they can come out when they're ready. So, today we've covered the timeout strategy for managing misbehaviour. This is a four-step process where we get our child's attention, give stop-start instructions, repeat stop-start instructions, and then use timeout. Remember that if your child does follow instructions in step two or three, you reward them for doing so and stop the process. Also, a key determinant of timeout working is all the positive parenting attention and rewards that your child receives for their positive behaviour that was covered in the previous video. Again, I encourage you to do the Parent Works program, and you'll find lots of more information there regarding parenting strategies and potential issues you may encounter. Thanks for joining me for today's video, and I really hope you've picked up some ideas that will work for you in dealing with your child's misbehaviour.